I'm primarily preaching to the church right now, but I'm about to come for some of you that need a relationship with Jesus. You just stick with me for a minute. You know why worship is empty? Because we're supposed to rejoice in hope, not just rejoice by faith. If you're not stirring up hope within you, then what you do just by faith alone won't be effective. A lot of us are waiting on God to move us. But what I've begun to learn over the few years that I've been serious about my walk with God is that He's waiting on me. Jesus told Peter where it was, what to do in order to receive it. So Peter wasn't waiting on Jesus to give him the answers to find the money. The money was already there. That fish was out there in the waters. What did it require? There had to be a part of him that knew if he just threw it out there, that he would get what was promised. Do you know how you keep hope within you? This is going to be new for some of us. Hope is renewed by the Spirit. Hope is renewed by the Spirit. You know where I'm going, and yes, we're going there. If we are not provoking the Spirit in our daily life, then we live without hope. Numb to everything. Numb to... How many of you have been here? The presence of God just be falling down in the place and you're somewhere in the middle of the crowd, not able to feel anything. Not able to feel joy. In fact, you grow quite confused and begin to observe and criticize the things around you. If you evaluate where you are in your life, you'll find that your hope is not very much. But you know, there's always just enough to turn it around. There's always just enough to cause us to take that first step back. There was enough hope for the prodigal son. He realized he didn't have to live in the pig pen the rest of his life. He said, if I can only go back. He was humbled then. He said, if I can only just go back, I'll just work as a slave. I don't even have to be his son. I'll just be a worker and be just as satisfied. And if we're humble children of God, then humbleness produces spirit. Spirit produces hope. And hope renews faith. And faith takes action. And obedience is far greater than sacrifice. Don't just show up and waste your time, but show up and get on business for what God has called you to do. Get in here and get busy. I don't care how old you are. Methuselah lived far greater than what you've lived. It tells me that we can do all things irregardless of our age. Elders, you've got to lead another generation to lead. If you just give up now, what are the people that's coming after you in your footsteps going to do without direction, without teaching? Without an active example of showing God alive. I'll tell you what's happening now. Where that generation has begun to fade and the upcoming generation isn't ready or prepared, they begin to accept the world's concepts as to what makes God move. Because there's a lot of people that are serving God with lip service, but their heart is so far away. Their hearts are so far away. I don't know too many people around my age that's preaching right now. But I know that if I continue to live, it's going to get harder. And all that I could ever ask of anybody that I know is wiser than me and more anointed is that you just keep going. There are so many people that don't know what God is. They know of God. They read the PowerPoint slides at church and think that it's enough to know God. But we're forgetting that there's something far more important than just commitment. There's something to be felt. People are living unfulfilling lives, not because they don't make money, but because they don't have the fellowship that was intended even back in the garden with Adam. They don't know what it means to walk with God in the cool of the day. They don't know what it means to see a burning bush speak to them and lead them directly to their next blessing. My dad was kind and patient enough to take me on a few trips to fish. I remember some of the first times I tried to throw the line on my own. I didn't succeed. Truth be known, when I threw it back to throw it out, it got hooked on the boat. So when I went to throw it, I thought I'd already caught one. I've threw it before and hooked people in the arm and cut them. I just wasn't the greatest fisherman when I first started out throwing a line. There was a little bit of teaching that had to happen. My point is, we have a generation right now that has the rod, but they have no idea how to use it. And even worse than that, the hook that makes the difference, the Holy Ghost, they're throwing a line out without anything to bring it in. It's like throwing a baseball with no ball in there. It's ineffective. The Bible refers to ineffective as unprofitable. It's unprofitable to you. Let me read another part of this in Romans 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by what? The Holy Ghost, which is what? Given unto us. If you be willing to wait long enough, if you'll hold on, those of you that are standing in the gap, those of you that are longing for something but don't have it yet, if you'll hold on, you'll finally have an experience. I was never more anointed than one of the first times I got to preach after God delivered me from drugs. My hope was so great. You could have tried to kill me that day and I wouldn't have went down. And I believe even if my body would have died, my spirit would have kept preaching. And every time it gets hard in a service and things try to dry up and get cold, I just don't care. Because I have hope. And when you have hope, you're not ashamed of it. You know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Why do you think he was ashamed? Not just by faith, but what he had already walked through as a man. He wasn't ashamed anymore. He'd already been through enough to come in and do what he was called to do. You could say that he was one of the most established Christians that we read of, because he not only knew God and lived for God, but he led others to be taught to continue the ministry. That was his greatest impact. Damascus Road was amazing. Him getting bit by the serpent and living was amazing. Him coming in on the shipwrecked boat and being spoken to by the angel was amazing. But you know what his greatest accomplishment was? All the people that he changed by him not being ashamed of who he was. I feel like that this church is being revived and is revived and is continuing to amass power that will make a difference to those that are out there. But you've got to understand that this is an individual thing. And as much as I would like to throw a net for you to get your fish, I can't. I'm just throwing my hook out tonight. But if you will throw your hook, that person you want saved, I know I've heard Landon through the years say that expression, a hook in their jaw. It's by no coincidence. I understand what he means when he says it now. When you're wanting to hook after that blessing, the hook being in on the fish represents determination and an unwaveringness to let go. How many of you are standing in the gap tonight? How many of you are needing a financial move? You may not be willing to admit that it's okay. How many of you are needing a move in your relationship? I know that there's people out there tonight that need hope once again. So if somebody calls you up to pray, here's my best advice for you. Don't be afraid. For taking that step of obedience to receive a renewed hope is the only thing that will give you strength to endure another day of the same suffering you face today. I would have never been delivered from drugs, my brother, had I never had hope. People around me were praying for me, and I didn't understand, but I began to feel something. It was almost like a warmth in the middle of a frozen room, like sunlight piercing the darkest night. I felt hope. For the first time in so long, I began to believe that if I just gave up my life, that God would take control and help me. Woo! And I'm so glad that people didn't give up on me. You know what they had? It wasn't just the fact that they were anointed, but they had hope. Are you with me tonight? Do you understand why it's important not to give up? When other people can't even see it for themselves, faith sees it in somebody. And hope gives you the strength to believe for tomorrow. What am I going to leave behind? It's certainly not going to be anything fancy. But every life that you touch, that hope is then passed on. Doris, I don't know how many more years we'll get to serve together, but thank you for having hope. So many people I've seen pass on, but I don't just miss their face. I miss the hope they had. People were dirt poor, but still able to praise God. You tell me what they had that caused them to shout, and I'll tell you, they had hope. You see, there's going to be a land you go to one day. Do you see the representation of salvation in heaven in this? There's a land one day you're going to go to that if you'll just put your line out there and trust Jesus Christ and believe that He died for your sins, that you'll receive eternal life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody help me right now. Glory to God. Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he hope for it?" We have hope tonight for our loved ones. We want to be saved. And with all that is in my spirit, I impart hope to you in the name of Jesus. Just hold up your hand right now if you need renewed in hope. We're going to pray in a minute, but I want somebody that needs renewed right now just to begin to call out. You just got to believe it, receive it, and accept it. Stir up the spiritual gifts that are within you. Let's take 1 minute of time and give people an opportunity. And don't be bashful. Don't be afraid. Just receive this. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we're standing at the sea. We know that the promise is before us, and we're going to put out our line, God, and we're going to pull out the blessings that you have in store for us. We're going to not be afraid. We're not going to be ashamed because you've already done so much for us. You've already blessed us so much. You could have saved us and that been all of it, but you've been with us day by day by day. In all the days that we live, we know that you'll be with us through this thing. And in the name of Jesus, I speak a renewed hope for the children of God. Somebody say amen. Some of you got that, and you're going to be glad that you received that just then. I have one more set of scripture I want to read. Go ahead and get a song prepared as we begin to open the altar. Romans 12. Romans is a great place to travel in the Bible if you want to understand where hope fits in. We'll read it, Romans chapter 12, verse 8. "Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Now, to the necessity of the saints, church, what your role is in an altar service, if you are not in the altar, you are to pray that God's conviction move upon the heart. I will ask you with the greatest respect to you that you will help us work the altar tonight. Be praying that God can move greatly. If you want to have conversation, I ask, don't let it be in here. Take it outside if you need to talk about something. This is serious. I feel God moving in a very serious way. Because if we don't get our hope renewed in our life, then we're serving God meaninglessly. Without purpose, we're coming in and just not enjoying anything. And God never intended for you to walk this way without joy and without hope. As we stand tonight, but I want to tell you this much. Come to the sea and cast out your line and see what you can get.
I'm asking that nobody leaves the building. God's hand is reached out tonight.